This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, not be infringed, shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
So which of us is supposed to start?
I'm Paul Laidrup.
I'm Rob Morse. And we're standing in for Bill Frady on Lock and Load Radio. We are from the Polite Society podcast, and Bill thought you might enjoy to hear our take on the news. A well-deserved break. We're a stand-in, never a replacement. Paul, you know what Bill has that we don't have?
He has sponsors.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
He also has,
by the way, Paul, I've used Ammunition Depot.
Really?
I shopped price. I shopped shipping charges. You know, they weren't the lowest on every item, but they had everything I wanted. I used them. I recommend them.
Very cool. Very cool. We got a list of other sponsors here that we need to mention. You want to run through those?
Well, it is the Frog Lube Studio. We're also supported by Second Call Defense, Primary Weapon Systems, G-Code, Bootleg Weapon Systems, and right now you're being supported by two guys who escaped from the Polite Society podcast. Why don't we explain what that is?
We are actually about a third of the Polite Society podcast.
The bottom third.
Yeah, right. You could say that. You could say that. Again, I'm Paul Laidrup. I originally started the Polite Society podcast about 4.5 years ago and started building it up a little bit at a time and started adding people here and there. What I tried to do is find people that were smarter and more articulate than I am, and Rob is certainly one of those, along with the other guest hosts we have, and we built it up to be something I'm extremely proud of, and it's a very successful podcast. We've had Bill on. Bill's been a friend of the show for a long time, and that kind of generated into us being here.
What we typically get to do is interview guests, as Bill does. We get to bring you the news. We report and support on civilian self-defense. Shall we start off with today's bombshell?
There's been a lot of news today. What do you want to talk about first?
I want to talk about a video released by James O'Keefe. Listeners to Bill's program will never be surprised that the mainstream media has abdicated much of its responsibility. You get a lot of your news from Bill. What James O'Keefe did is went undercover in his Project Veritas organization for a year. He set up a fictitious foreign company, I believe out of Belize. He talked to Democratic operatives, was trying to donate to the Clinton campaign, essentially trying to buy favors from our government. And as he did so, those government officials began to trust them. Shall we call it honor or trust amongst thieves? The Project Veritas team recorded what these Democratic operatives said, and he posted what they said online. Hillary's known for dropping October surprises on her opponents. She did it to Obama. She tried to do it on Sanders. And now someone has done it to her.
Yeah, one of the, go ahead.
One of the things that these operatives did was insert what are called provocateurs, people who will cause a problem at a political rally. These provocateurs were dumped into Trump rallies to start fights, to be offensive, to get on the news so that the supportive media, meaning Clinton supporters in the media, would have something disgusting to report about Trump and Trump's followers.
Now, I'm wondering if that might have been, because Soros has done that.
Yeah.
Soros is famous for doing that, and I'm wondering if it comes from Soros or another. The story that also hit today about the firebombing of the North Carolina Republican headquarters. I'm wondering if that might be a roundabout way that got paid for.
Oh, you wonder who paid for that? One thing that I saw about that story was that it wasn't covered in a number of prominent newspapers. In the case, I'm from California. I continue to cover the media there. The San Diego Union-Tribune pretended it never happened. Yep. Did you say mainstream media? I recognize their voice.
Yeah, yeah.
You and I met someone that Bill's listeners have to be interested in. I noticed that George Zimmerman's attempted murderer was sentenced today to 20 years in prison. I'm torn about that. Yes, it's absolutely great. Unfortunately, those won't stop George's problems, and we still have a terribly corrupt legal system. You and I don't have to ride around with a car that has armored glass and armored plates.
No. Wow. You know, and even on that CNN story that I shared with you earlier today, mm-hmm. even there, the CNN was taking backhanded jabs at Zimmerman. The poor guy, I have met him in person. I talked to him. For listeners that may remember me, I had my own legal troubles back in February. I've been interviewed about it on Bill's show, but George helped me through it. George is a fantastic human being. And even in the sentencing of the guy who tried to kill him, CNN went and took a backhanded stab at him in
at
that
George.
Story. Yeah.
Wow.
So it just, yeah, that stuns me. And one thing I realized just now we forgot to do, one thing that Bill does that we don't do on the podcast is he plays with live listeners. They can call in and talk.
In?
Absolutely, folks. If you want to talk to us, talk about anything. It's 877-807-4048. Operators are standing by.
One thing we're not used to is hard stops. We've got another minute to talk about what we will cover. We'll bring you contemporary news. We also bring you a few more examples of defensive gun use that Bill, well, they're our bread and butter. Bill has a lot to cover. Later in the hour, we have Dave Workman. We also have Kathy Jackson and a young man who was prosecuted, and we'll say maliciously, for a defensive gun use, just as you were, Paul. What do you think?
I'm anxious to talk to Marcus. That's going to be the bottom of hour three. We're going to be talking with him, and I'm really anxious to get his story out there. He's got a story very similar to mine.
I'm eager to hear it. We'll have Rick Ector on with him as well.
We are going to jump to break, and when we come back, we'll be talking a little bit more news and maybe some defensive gun use. We'll be right back.
stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillows supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallet, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not used to having rejoin music. We don't do that live in the podcast often. Welcome back to Lock and Load with Bill Frady. We are not Bill Frady. I'm Paul Lathrop, and joining me is Rob Morris. We are both one-third of the Polite Society podcast. Glad to be with you. Number to call in, 877-807-4048. Rob, we covered a show when we recorded yesterday, and I really want to talk about that a bit. The Houston story.
Let me tee it up for our listeners. How many times have we heard the statement, you don't need to defend yourself call the police. They'll take care of it. They're professionals. A 911 operator in Houston is accused of intentionally hanging up on callers during emergencies simply because she was not in the mood to help at that moment. Chrisonda Williams has been charged with interference with an emergency telephone call. Williams had been employed as a telecommunicator at the Houston Emergency Center. She'd been there since July of 2014. Supervisors began to notice that her telephone logs revealed an abnormally high number of short calls, calls with a duration of less than 20 seconds. Supervisors investigated the recorded call logs and found that Williams had disconnected thousands of emergency calls between October 2015 and March of this year. Williams raised suspicion on March 12th when she allegedly hung up on several callers. One call was ended immediately after she picked it up. During another call, an operator identified as Williams is heard answering Houston 911, "Do you need medical, police, or fire?" When the male caller responded, "This is a robbery," Williams is heard sighing before hanging up. Investigators tracked down the robbery shooting caller, who confirmed that someone hung up on him on the first time he tried to call in. Fortunately, he called back a second time. By the time police arrived, a person was dead in that incident. Investigators said the following day, Williams hung up on several more people, including a security officer who was attempting to report a dangerous street racing incident. The operator again identified Williams as, she said, "Houston 911, do you need medical, police, or fire?" The caller only had time to say this. "This is Officer Moulton. I'm driving on 45 South right now, and I'm at," before Williams ended the call. Although the call was disconnected, the recording captured Williams saying this, quote, "Ain't nobody got time for this, for real," close quote. The officer called in again, and this time, fortunately, a different 911 operator picked up the call and assisted him. Investigators reached out to the officer, who also confirmed the hang-up on that day. Police say Williams admitted to disconnecting the calls because she did not want to talk to anybody at that time. Investigators said Williams' actions prevented and interfered with the caller's ability to request assistance during an emergency. Charges were filed against her. Her bond was set at $1,000. Paul,
wow.
I can take your comments so long as you speak quickly, otherwise I'll hang up on you.
Exactly. You know, this makes me incredibly angry. How, like was said at the beginning of the story, how often do you hear, "Just call 911. They'll take care of you. You don't need a gun." And then you get people like this. This person needs to spend a long time in jail. My personal opinion is I believe she was charged with a misdemeanor, but there's got to be a way to stick her with a felony so that it's on her record for life. And, by the way, she would not be able to own a gun herself.
Paul, this is personal, I think, for you. You were an EMT for how many years?
I was an EMT, I'm going to say, for 14 to 15 years.
Right. You're a guy there who's trying to get there and save lives, knocking himself out, in fact, often at personal risk to yourself, trying to get there to save a life. Seconds count, and this young woman can't be bothered to tell you someone's in need of help.
Exactly. Yeah, and the old saying, when seconds count, police are minutes away. Well, when seconds count and you're on 911, you're going to take a few more seconds if you get hung up on, and then you realize you get hung up on, and you have to call back. Yeah,
That's got to leave a mark.
Yeah. Average response times in urban America are between 4 and 11 minutes. And when you add 30 seconds, It's unconscionable. Lives are on the line in these things. You cannot be doing this. And yet here it is.
Well, yesterday in the show, I'll repeat my comment. If a private provider treated us that way, we'd get rid of them. If you call your bank and a teller treats you that way, you get another bank. Somehow, police, fire, city, government, municipal officials, state, federal, it seems at all levels, government officials are terribly difficult to fire.
Yeah.
It's not just what they cost, it's what they deliver for what we pay.
And I want to point out something that one of our co-hosts, Rachel Malone, said as we recorded yesterday as well. I'm going to paraphrase her because I cannot say it as well as she did. But basically, it's you are your own first responder anyway. And so you need to be prepared. But this is just one more example that should encourage you to be more prepared, because 911 may or may not be there. And this is a case, obviously, when they are not.
Isn't that interesting? That's absolutely what, when Rachel said it, I was stunned by it because I didn't think of it. And yet it seems entirely in her character. Her brothers and sisters are EMTs. So you could, in some sense, expect that, oh, you know, my brothers and sisters are great people. They'll take care of you. Instead, she said, wait a minute. They're EMTs in some sense because they're used to taking care of themselves. They extend that to others. Yes, that makes them heroes in my eyes. But she's asking the rest of us to step up.
Exactly. Exactly. And honestly, both you and I are huge into firearms training, and I'm sure we're going to be talking about that over the course of the show tonight. But this is one more case. I mean, you got somebody busting down your door. You make the 911 call. You can expect 4 to 11 minutes for help to arrive, and now it's going to be a little longer. We do need to step aside to break here. And we've got more news, and we're going to be talking again about defensive gun use when we come back right after this.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of a belly-flattening breakthrough Nubiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly-flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too, scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Welcome back to Lock and Load Radio with Bill Frady. I'm Paul Lathrop, and Rob Morse and I are sitting in for Bill tonight. The number to call in to talk to us, 877-807-4048. Rob, let's move away from news and do the other thing we do a lot. You do your own podcast on this, plus we have a segment on the Polite Society podcast. First of all, tell them a little bit about your podcast, and then let's get into DGU.
I talk about defensive gun use on the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. People who are familiar with firearms have heard this from their friends. Self-defense never happens. If you study the issue a little closer, you know that it does. You know the media doesn't cover it. Perhaps most importantly, we don't have experts talk about what does happen and find out if the firearms owner was well prepared or simply lucky. For our first example this week, are you armed at home in the evening? A single mother was at home with her three children. That's when she heard someone knocking on her front door late in the evening. The man she saw seemed a stranger, but after a second, she recognized him as an associate of one of her brothers and sisters. They didn't live at the home. The homeowner didn't know the man, and she asked him to leave. A few minutes later, she heard a noise at her bedroom window as he was scratching at the screen. The homeowner grabbed her gun and again walked toward the front door of her home to confront the man. By this time, she saw the man sitting on her front porch. The homeowner slightly opened the door and again asked the man to leave. The man didn't say anything. Instead, he threw his body against the door and forced his way inside. The woman was thrown back into her own home. She shot the intruder three times in the stomach. The intruder ran. He was soon arrested by police. The burglar was a felon and tried to give the Warner Robins Police Department in Georgia a false name. Paul, was this a person who was well-prepared or lucky or a bit of both?
I would say a little bit of both. A couple things with this particular. And what we do is we read the stories and then we kind of look into them and pick them apart a little bit. And several things this lady got very lucky on. Number one, she was good because she had a gun. But you need to be prepared. Even in all 50 states, everywhere, New Jersey, New York, California,
Hawaii,
if you're inside your home, you are allowed to carry your gun. Do it. That saves time from having to go retrieve your gun from a safe location. If your gun's locked in a safe, you don't have to go unlock the safe, get the gun out. It's right there. It's in your control. You're able to get it into use right away. Secondly, thing I noticed about this is she opened the door.
Yeah. Oops.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, so if you're in a rental, you might not be able to put in a separate security door. You might not be able to upgrade a thin laminate door to a solid core door with heavy dib bolts and secured door frame.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm pretty sure you can put in a chain.
Yes. Yes, you can. And even with, I mean, come on, those chains are not, I'm not a huge guy. I'm a big guy, but I'm not a huge guy. And I'm pretty sure I could take one of those chains out with just a couple of strikes.
But
if not,
you know what it does, that chain? That's evidence. When the police walk up and you say, I asked him not to come in, it's not he said, she said, it's physical evidence of forced entry. That may be the cheapest legal help you could possibly buy.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that. I would still, even with a chain, I don't think I'm opening the door. That gives one less thing for the bad guy to clear as he attempts to get in the house.
Yeah, if he's going to come in, make him break down the door.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
The other would be you probably want to call the police.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be great to have had this entire exchange on 911.
Oh, absolutely. 911 is your friend. As long as you are as you're not the criminal, 911 is absolutely your friend. Anytime anything, and anybody knows my story, anytime anything starts to happen that's a little bit sideways, where there may eventually come a gun into play, where I am feeling just a little bit concerned about my physical security, I'm dialing 911 before I do anything else. And I would recommend that in this case as well. She should have been dialing 911 as she was going for her gun.
Paul, we might just have enough time to start a second story, but before we do, I want to tease you with one question. Where do you think the gun went? You think she had a holster?
You know, she had to go get it, so I don't know if she had a holster or not.
Right. So you've got three kids at the home. You shot someone. The police are going to come in jacked up because unless things are really, really clear with 911, I shot him. He ran. No longer a threat. You know, dial it back. Just come here for evidence. I'll file a report. They're coming in to what they think is a live shooting scene. You don't want to be the first thing they see with you with a gun in your hand.
Exactly. And I'm going to absolutely guarantee you when that gun went off three times, there was nobody asleep there anymore, period.
Yeah, the kids are out of bed. I'll guarantee that.
And all of a sudden, you have to three shots. I don't know any firearm that only holds three rounds.
Right.
I know a few that only hold two and maybe a single shot, but I don't know anything that holds three. So you're going to have to do something with that gun to make it safe. As the police get there, because you don't want to just drop a loaded gun with kids around.
Right. And putting it in your belt is...
Ooh.
Look, it's better than hands. Okay, you could set it on the floor and step on it so your hands are clear. It's clear you don't have control of it at that point. And I literally say step on it so your kid couldn't get it. But, wow, this is a lot to untangle. Doesn't need to be quite as demanding if you plan just a minute ahead. Paul, exactly. When we come back, we're going to talk about a self-defense story at a retail store. Who thought that was dangerous?
Oh, boy. Some retail stores are among the most dangerous places you can get. I worked when I was a youngin' at a convenience store. I was never held up myself. I worked at a small convenience store in rural South Dakota. But there's theft all the time. And there was a few times when I felt a little intimidated. But, yeah, retail, you're in direct contact with the public, especially if you do retail where there's a high amount of cash that exchanges hands. Mm-hmm. That's a target for bad guys right there.
Well, you and I have read a million stories where the corner convenience store is robbed. I call them the stop and robs. And I try not to bring those into my self-defense gun stories, you know, occasionally, because they're, if you will, over-reported. What's under-reported are examples where we have numerous people with multiple shots fired from both sides, as well as the one where no shots are fired. Those examples are harder to find. We'll be back to those when we come back from this break.
Lead non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Do you ever wonder what happened?
Change has come to America.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage. Then beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
I'm Rob Morse. I'm here with Paul Lathrop. We're stand-ins for Bill Frady. We come from the Polite Society podcast. Our call-in number is 877-807-4048. We're talking about civilians who defended themselves. Paul, you have another DGU story to talk about.
We do. As we alluded to before the break, are you armed at work? Most of us don't think of retail sales as a dangerous job, but it can be. It was an ordinary day for a jewelry store in Conroe, Texas. There were three employees in the store, as well as several customers. That's when four armed men dressed in black pants and black hoodies rushed into the store. The black-robed robbers demanded the purse from an older customer and demanded money and jewelry in the store. The robbers thought they would surprise the store employees with their violent actions, and because all of the robbers were armed, they started shooting. Now, to the robbers' surprise, the store employees were all armed as well. The store employees shot back. The store owner came out of the back room with his own rifle and also shot at the robbers. Now, one of the robbers collapsed inside the store, and the other three ran. Police are studying surveillance video for clues. Neither the customers nor the store staff were injured at the time. The family-owned store was also the victim of an attempted robbery last year when five intruders tried to break into the store. Those intruders ran when they saw that the store owner was armed with a shotgun. Rob, what do you think about this one, man?
Well, I'm struck by the emotion of it. You're a private business owner. You've been robbed. You've seen other private businesses near you robbed. Your family works in the store. You think you're doing something nice for your daughter-in-law. She works there. Your son-in-law, she works there. Wait a minute. They could be staring down the barrel of a gun, and they could end up killed. So you're bringing your family into a very risky situation, and they rise to the event. They say, Dad, father-in-law, don't worry. We'll come armed. We'll not only protect ourselves, we'll help protect you. That's awesome.
We'll help protect the good customers that come and want to do business with us.
Yes.
You know, if I were to be in the Conroe, Texas area, and I were looking for jewelry, I know the first jewelry store I would look up, because that store cares enough not only about their employees, but about me as a customer, to arm the people that work there. The only thing I would like to see is a little bit more training, because in some of the stories that have come out about this particular incident, there were an awful lot of shots fired, and one person got hit with three rounds. One bad guy. Thank goodness no employees, no customers got hit, but you had three people responding with handguns and one person responding with a rifle, and only three shots connected. Let's get some training.
Let's talk about that a little bit. You and I can imagine that the people behind the counter carry every day. The four thugs coming in the front door don't have to worry about concealment. They can carry any size firearm they can manage. Mm-hmm. They're not worried about small capacity because they're carrying a slim gun. They can come with a great big double stack firearm. I will bet that the defenders in that store had less ammunition than the attackers.
I would assume you're right.
Right. Now think of it. Law, we often hear legislators say, oh, wait a minute. We don't want people to get hurt. That's why we only want you to have a few rounds in the magazine. Excuse me?
Yeah, let's break that out a little bit. Because there's four in this time there was four armed robbers.
Yep.
And there was five armed robbers the same store previously.
Right.
And they want to limit you to 10 round magazine under a high stress environment when one shot is not necessarily going to make somebody stop and go down right away. It often takes two, three shots to get somebody to stop what they're doing. So three shots, 10-round magazine. Well, if you're very quick, you might get three of them, but you still got the fourth one, and in one of the cases, the fifth one coming at you.
What is significant is that all of the employees in the store fired and protected each other. It is much harder to attack several people who are shooting you than just one. Four on four is a nightmare of a furball.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you're absolutely right. I would bet that this family is now going to get more training. They took the first step. They got a gun, and then they went, you know, that's not enough.
Yeah. Well, I want to point out, and it was pointed out when we talked about this on the Polite Society podcast, that Masada Yub, the world-renowned trainer, his background, his father owned a jewelry store, and that's how Mass started carrying, is because he worked in his father's jewelry store. Again, we talked about it as we were going up on break last time. Any time where there's large amounts of cash or valuable items around, that's a breeding ground for bad guys wanting to get a quick score.
Should we try and get in the next one?
Yeah, let's give it a shot. What's next?
Are you armed at home in the morning? A 71-year-old disabled veteran heard someone kick in the back door of his Mission, Texas home. The elderly man also heard someone moving around in his laundry room. The vet grabbed his gun and told the intruder to come out. The young man stepped out of the laundry room. The old man told him to stop where he was. Instead, the young man moved toward the homeowner, and the homeowner shot him. The young man ran. The elderly man tried to call police, but then he found out that his phone line had been cut. He eventually contacted police, and the young man was arrested. Strangely enough, the young man had also called police and claimed that someone had shot him. Yeah, the young man was taken to the hospital with a bullet wound to the leg and then arrested. Paul, young guy, chose that house on purpose. He thought a 71-year-old man was a pushover.
Found out wrong. 71 years old.
He made the right bet, just picked the wrong 71-year-old.
Yeah. 71-year-old, that sounds about right for a Korean War veteran, you think?
I think.
Yeah. I don't think running around in Korea, I don't think a young punk is going to scare this guy very much.
But let's look at the question. Just call 911. They'll take care of the problem. They're professionals.
Mm-hmm. But not if the phone line's been cut.
Not if you have seconds to respond to someone feet away from you.
Yeah. Yeah, and the phone line was not working. There's no way this guy could have called 911.
Perhaps he had a cell phone as well. You don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be, but 71, I mean, that's my dad's just north of there.
Oh.
And my dad still, he lives with the landline. He has a cell phone, but it gets used very, very rarely. I don't see there are exceptions, of course, but I don't see a lot of people that age that use them a lot. They would go to, I would imagine they would go to the landline first.
But what I do like that the old man first took care of his, I'm going to get a snag for saying old. I'm supposed to call, look, I'm north of 60. I'm supposed to call people my age elderly rather than old. That he tried to contact police as soon as he could. He took care of his physical safety, wanted help. That's the right order in which to pursue things. But the guy had a gun, and he had access to it. It wasn't disassembled, locked up in a safe. He could get to it when he needed it.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.